Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Do you have a car, Todd?
I do not.
Yeah, so why do you care about the price of gas, which at the national average stood at $3.87 a gallon yesterday? In many places around the country, well over $4 a gallon. AAA reporting an 18% increase in roadside calls this year due to motorists actually running out of gas. You don't have a car, Todd, but in Washington, they're very concerned about this. What's going on?
They sure are, because record or near record gas prices not only are a major political liability for just about everybody in town, especially the White House, but also a major liability for any economic recovery. Of course, we've had Louise's story and everybody else talking about that on the show lately. So it's a great big deal. Gas prices are high, John, and the White House is now pushing forward on a proposal it has had before, but it's bringing it to the fore now, to repeal something called the oil depletion allowance. This is worth about $4 billion. The White House sent a letter to congressional leaders yesterday. That's a popular move because Americans don't like the idea. This is basically a subsidy for big oil and for medium-sized oil companies, too. Americans really don't like the idea of big oil getting a tax break while everybody else is hurting.
Todd, then explain what John Boehner is talking about here. He was on ABC News with Jonathan Carl a couple of days ago talking about subsidies. Listen to this exchange.
Certainly something that we ought to be looking at.
Of doing away with these subsidies.
We're at a time when the federal government's short on revenues. We need to control spending, but we need to have revenues to keep the government moving, and they ought to be paying their fair share.
Is that a change of tune on the part of the GOP leader there in the House?
Well, it is a little bit, because a lot of GOP lawmakers would consider the repeal of a subsidy to be a tax increase, and they would brand it as such. John Boehner seemed to open the door to repealing this particular subsidy. Now, here's the question. You say $4 billion is a subsidy that traditionally has gone to big oil. There are others. There's a small handful of other subsidies that'll soon be on the table when Congress comes back. Will this do anything to lower gas prices at the pump? And no one is saying that's the case. A lot of Republicans are saying this could only raise prices if oil companies pass the increased cost onto you, the driver. Even the White House yesterday can't bring themselves to say this will do anything to lower gas prices. All they say is that in these times when Americans are hurting and oil companies have massive profits, it's just the right thing to do. It's a bit of a populist move, and that's all they can really sort of say. They can't say it's going to do anything for gas prices.
So this is about pulling levers on Capitol Hill to give these lawmakers political cover, not pulling levers that's going to do anything for consumers. Or is there something that can happen here?
Well, the White House knows that next week when Republicans come back, they're going to be offering a whole series of bills on the House floor to put pressure on the White House over gas prices. And John, I hate to say this, but we're about to see the exact same movies we saw in 2009 with record gas prices then. The Obama administration wants to repeal subsidies for big oil, use the money for renewable energy. Republicans will have offshore drilling, Gulf drilling. You probably won't hear people say it, but this is going to sound a lot like, remember, drill, baby, drill? It's going to be a lot like that. The bottom line here is that I think we're headed towards a spring and a summer of high gas prices and another summer of no comprehensive energy policy. They failed last time they tried to do this because of cap and trade. And
perhaps at the very least, these prices does revive a debate on energy, which was completely off the table as recently as like a month and a half ago. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on the gas prices and the lawmakers looking for political cover there in Washington.